Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Our purpose, I fully believe, is as teachers, teaching business, teaching abundance, teaching about life. We are happiest when we are being teachers.
Yeah.
Yep. And when we don't get to do that, then that's just idle time for us to be in our own heads, creating our own stories, which creates our own hell. And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
We're recording at what, 8:30 at night? That's rare for us.
8:30 at night, but we are energized right now.
We're this recording because we're inspired.
We're inspired, and we had to share this story with you because I think it is going to hit home with everybody and just what it actually feels like to be a human every single day. And I think it's so important for you guys to know that at every single level, no matter where you are, you're always going to ride the roller coaster of
being human.
Being human.
Literally, here's how I describe the roller coaster of being human. One day, you want to conquer the world. I'm not kidding. Like, truly, you feel it. I'm going to build this business. I'm going to save these lives. I'm going to do these things.
Nothing's getting in the way.
And then nothing really changes. Not that you can point a finger at, but the next day, you wake up and you're like, I don't want to do any of it. I want to live in a little hut. I just want to have freedom. I don't want any responsibility. I don't want anyone to answer to. And then the day after that, guess what? You're back to, I'm going to build this business. I'm going to be a quadrillionaire. I'm going to change a million lives. Mm-hmm. And that is the human experience. And guys, if it's not me, it's Lori. If it's not Lori, it's me. And I think if we say anything that adds value to your life, it's that if you experience that too, then you are not alone because we are constantly on the ups and downs of the human roller coaster.
So not even to take into regard the fact that not only is this very normal and human to be feeling this way, but then add in like hormones or that time of the month or maybe something that Chris ate last night that isn't making him feel good, or maybe adding in a couple drinks here and there, or maybe adding burnout or exhaustion, or adding in you watched a movie that made you feel funky. Like, there are so many things going on in your world that can make you ride this roller coaster even harder.
Wait, why am I the one that might have ate something the night before that is giving me a bad day the next day?
Because I just talked about like that time of the month and I needed something that was specific.
Oh, a counterbalance.
I needed a counterbalance.
I see. You had to enroll me into the conversation.
Right. I mean, I feel like guys have that time of the month as well.
I think we do too.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it lasts like 28 days though.
No, someone's got jokes. Or at least you get two or three good days out of each.
That is true. And they're really good when I get them.
Your roller coaster was tonight.
But here's the crazy part, you guys. So my roller coaster day it started this afternoon. For really no apparent reason, I have to be honest. I'm still trying to figure out why. And yesterday I had the best day ever. Like I had an incredible day.
I think your roller coaster day, your down part of the roller coaster day, I think it started this morning because you had all these abnormal appointments that were kind of forced on you.
Uh-huh.
And then you woke up and you didn't feel like you were in control of your day.
I actually think that that is a huge part of it. Yeah, I was not in control of my day. My normal routine was totally out of whack because of other people's agendas and things that needed to get fixed on the house that I did not plan these appointments, but they were kind of forced appointments. So right away I felt irritated.
Yep.
And I was trying to get back my day. And I think that I held on to that for longer than I should have. And then it spurred me into, you know, I had an incredible podcast with someone, but it actually made me quite reflective on, am I creating the life that I really, truly want? Or am I creating a life that's keeping me really busy? And so I started pondering this question and it made me think of like, okay, if I started from scratch with everything, like really, I let myself go there. Like, okay, if I feel like I'm questioning everything today, this afternoon with already a foundation that doesn't feel great from the morning, I was like, I'm going to really let myself go there, which is always the way that I solve everything. I let myself go to a place where I was like, okay, Lori, if you could completely start over, or if you could get rid of everything, you don't have your company anymore, you don't have the podcast, you don't have anything that you have to show up for, how would you feel? What would you do? How would you make a living? You know, how would you be able to take care of your parents that you love taking care of? How would you be able to do the things that you love? And at the end of the day, I always end up right back where I am, meaning building something, creating something, working hard, and creating meaningful experiences with people that I want to create them with. And so sometimes I have to ride that roller coaster and get on that cycle or go down that whole spiral and cycle to like really understand that, okay, you are in a life that you love. But what I want to talk about is why I feel so good right now. And what I think really snaps us all out of it and snaps us out of it quicker is putting ourselves into a position where we can help other people.
Yep.
And get out of your freaking head. Because if I'm being completely 100% honest, I was alone today for majority of the entire day. And I was in my head about all of these things. Instead of like, how could I help someone else? Or how could I help solve someone else's problem? Get out of my head and feel good. And so something crazy happened. And we just moved in on this new street in California and we were walking home from our walk. And this was a walk where I just like, I kind of went off with Chris and I said, I just need to like talk. I don't need any answers or fixes. I just need to say all of these things that I feel. Go ahead.
That's when I know I'm in for a doozy is when you set up the rules. Like, okay, I just need to talk and I don't want a single answer and I don't need any solutions. That's when I'm like, okay, I'll just walk in awkward silence the whole time.
And here's what I even told him. I'm like, I understand that everything I'm about to say is going to be crazy. And I even understand that it sounds crazy because it's not actually how I feel, but it's how I feel today in this moment.
It's like a weird temporary reality. It's not reality at all.
No, and you know it's not.
But it's a weird temporary reality.
And I was like, right now, I feel like maybe secretly I'm a lazy person. Or maybe secretly I don't want to work.
I told you this last week. About me, I go, Lori,
maybe I don't want to work.
Fear is that I'm lazy. I'm not kidding. I think my deepest
like
fear
the most non-lazy
is that
people,
I actually
but I think
don't
we fear
want
that.
To do anything.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have any responsibilities. And my deep, dark fear is that at the core, if I was allowed to be, I'm a really lazy person.
I don't think a lot of people will share this with you, but I think the reason, I think it's like the polar opposite of how you are. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes when you get burnt out, which honestly, I was starting to experience some burnout before we went on this trip. So thank God we went on this trip. And I think it was the contrast of like extreme pleasure and turning my mind off and feeling what that feels like to not be stressed out into coming back to reality and trying to learn how to integrate more enjoyment along with the work. And I truly believe that that can happen. I really believe that this is possible. But I think it was that contrast that all of a sudden this week, I just feel like shaken up.
So that's how you're feeling today. And then something mm-hmm. happened for you to
so something happened
pull you out of it.
Because honestly, I did not want to feel that way. And I said it on the walk. I'm like, I don't want to feel like I want to move to an island and just be drinking Mai Tais every day. I know that that would last 2 days and I'd be creating again, trying to create this life. So anyway, I'm in this weird funk where I'm just questioning everything about the world and life and all the choices that I've made. And all of a sudden we are on our block about to turn into our house and a new neighbor drives by and he says, "Hey neighbor, when's a good time for us to stop by today, tonight?"
Tonight.
And it was like 6:30 or 7 and we hadn't eaten yet. We had DoorDash literally sitting on our step. "When's a good time tonight to stop by and just say hello?" Now, if you've listened to the podcast at all, Chris and I are giant introverts. It's not that we don't do things with people. It's that it's kind of like in the beginning, like, "Oh, what? Are you kidding me? Like, we're about to like go home and eat and, you know, have our evening." And we both looked at each other and I had to record podcasts, which I've been doing all night. And I was like, "Well, I have to record podcasts later tonight. So sooner than later." And then all of a sudden we were in it and we're like, "Oh my God, these new neighbors are coming over." And in that very moment, I had a moment of like, "Oh my God. Okay. Well, there goes the night that I had expected." And instead I said, "Oh my gosh, God is literally doing this to get me out of my head right now."
Yep.
Because nothing else would snap me out of my head unless I had to go connect with other people and get outside of my little world that I create where I can just stew and marinate in my bullshit. And I am now being forced into another world. So they end up coming over. They're this incredible new couple, entrepreneurs. We kind of end up realizing we know a lot of the same people. We're in the same exact field. Like, we end up having these incredible conversations. They're starting
building
some new
businesses.
And Chris and I just felt so excited that we had some value to offer to them as well. And had so much fun kind of like maybe helping them a little bit, giving them some answers or ideas. And all of a sudden, I'm on freaking cloud nine. Now, all of a sudden, I remember why I do what I do. Now, all of a sudden, I literally can't wait for tomorrow to get back in the groove of just like remembering my why. So it was such a reminder and such, you know, I feel like God and I have the most hilarious relationship because things are always done in a way that I'm like, how does that actually work in that moment where it's the moment where I'm having like kind of the worst evening in a while? And it's like, I have no choice. He didn't ask in a way that was like, "Hey, you have a choice." It was like, "When tonight can we stop over?" That's how it was phrased.
"Hey, what time tonight would be a good time to stop by and say hi?"
That's why I literally looked at you and I was like, this is not,
it's not a yes or no question.
I was like, this is actually God because there's no out.
Yep.
I feel like there's not an out.
On all the nights.
On all the nights that it was happening. So, and I look back and truly it was like, wow, that was absolutely the biggest gift ever. So something that I can tell you is that we do have the power to create this experience for ourselves when we're in a funk is to, you know, Chris, I hope you remind me that like the faster I can call somebody mm-hmm. or be like, "Hey, text someone and say, how are you?" and check in. And that's probably the fastest way to do it is just text somebody you know who, you know, you want to check in with and see how they're doing and get into their world. It'll change your whole world.
Well, that's because we're happiest when we're living into our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
When we always play that movie out to the end, like, what if we just, you know, sold everything and lived on a ranch, lived on an island, lived on, you know, whatever, fill in the blank, and did nothing.
Lived in our parents' basement.
Literally did nothing. We would be so bored and mm-hmm. so unfulfilled and eventually so unhappy
mm-hmm.
because people are only happy when they're living into their purpose. And our purpose, I fully believe, is as teachers, teaching business, teaching abundance, teaching about life. We are happiest when we are being
you and I,
teachers.
Yeah.
Yep. And when we don't get to do that, then that's just idle time for us to be in our own heads, creating our own stories, which creates our own hell.
Yeah.
And tonight was a great reminder because they're starting new businesses. So we had a lot to offer. And that's our purpose. When we're living into our purpose, it's not a slow shift. It's an immediate shift. I watched your face change. It's an immediate shift into happiness.
Mm-hmm. So the grand takeaway is to get out of your own hell. You must insert yourself into someone else's.
Hell and help them get out of it. Oh my God, that's so good. To get yourself out of your own hell, you must insert yourself into somebody else's hell and help them get out of it.
Exactly.
Guys, you okay? You can actually get paid well to do that as well. You have about a week from the time that this podcast is coming up. You have about a week before we launch our roadmap on how to take your business online and monetize any single expertise you have. And by the way, if you're like, I don't have an expertise, the first module is on how to choose and select your expertise, because everybody has something that someone else is praying that they wish somebody would come along and teach them. And you do too. If you want this roadmap, if you want to create a side hustle of an extra $500 a month or $1,500 a month, or heck, $5,000 a month or 10 grand a month, if that's what you want, we've mapped it out. Like literally, if you follow this, you'd have a hard time not doing well type of mapped it out. So if you want early access to this thing, and if you want the lowest, like anybody in the world can afford it type of entry into this thing, all you have to do is text us literally right now, drop what you're doing and text us the word bulletproof, because we're going to make sure that your income producing ability is bulletproof. So text us the word bulletproof to 310-421-0416. I'm not kidding. Don't miss this chance. I mean it when I say everyone is going to be able to afford this. Text us the word bulletproof to 310-421-0416.
All right, you guys, we're so grateful for you. We always love to know your biggest takeaway from the podcast. So if you would tag Chris and I, it's always so fun to see who is listening. You know that if you tag me, I always reshare your story. And it's just fun for me to see your profile, look at all the things, know who's listening, and know what you got out of it, because it helps us form our podcast. It really helps us know what's hitting and what is not. So we appreciate you guys more than we can say, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.